Hey, this is Mike Bobbitt. I'm a guy who used to make things, and sometimes I still do. These days, I prefer making podcasts, and I have a new one called Soundtrack to My Life. On this podcast, I talk to different creative people about the music that shaped them. Sometimes the conversations are funny, and sometimes they're just kind of sweet.
I love that Pina Colada song. Yeah, I do.
Rihanna has had a huge impact on my songwriting.
I'm diving into the ocean, finding that one fish that has the toxins, and I'm just drinking those toxins all day.
Maybe they're saying, like, you should now go forth and rock. It's like a peace be with you situation.
I also have a playlist called F Jams. One in. To it, just in case.
We danced to a jazz version of My Favorite Things.
Soundtrack to My Life. It's available exclusive on Spotify. It's a exclusive. I'm going to try to make that word take off. It's a music plus talk show, meaning I can play songs in their entirety. So think of this as an interactive playlist with some of the coolest creative people I know, and you should know too. Soundtrack to My Life, a Spotify exclusive.
Ian got a new girlfriend, but we can't talk about it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, first things first.
He's ashamed of her.
I don't want to be this type of guy. Because the lights, I don't like looking at Ian.
No, the lights are fine.
Close.
Lights are fine.
No, he's right. We got to change the lights.
It's not Ian.
We got to work on the ambiance.
Can we argue about the lights first?
His glow of love is almost enough. It's almost enough to set me in the mood for the podcast.
Yeah. It's new love, dude.
He really doesn't want to talk about it.
Well, I know.
Not working or what? Like, I feel like I'm quiet as shit.
Yeah, everyone sounds quiet.
Everyone's a little quieter.
That's when you know you like her.
Should we just test?
I mean, is...
Ooh.
Go blue.
Yeah. I think we're good.
It's working.
Yeah, we're working. Turn yourself up a little bit.
Oh, no. It's better now.
Oh, yeah, dude. Now we're sitting pretty. Yeah.
Give me a beat.
Somebody quick. Give Nick a beat.
The beats won't be coming until the end of the season.
Really? Sounds like a leak right there. Mm-hmm. That sounds like Bozanovic's about to drop another album.
He is.
DJ Bozzy.
Don't laugh at your own.
Virginia. What was your what was your DJ name? You had one, right?
No, I never
Beats
actually.
For Fascists?
It didn't?
No, I actually never.
You were just DJ no. Alex Bozanovic?
I was just trying to learn how to DJ. I didn't get to the point of branding yet.
Well, mine was Death Car Monkey Car or something like that.
No, why did I say yours was on the way here?
What?
Oh, no, and you were just like, no, my name was just Ian.
I was DJ Horny Foot.
DJ. I don't know.
Update.
Dude.
Did you talk about how Metro Boomin responded actually with the beat?
Yeah, the BBL Drizzy.
Yeah. Did you know that?
I don't know anything about this. I've only been living this through you guys.
Back to the original Drake thing. He goes, Metro, shut your whole ass up and make some drums, you know? And he's just the guy who made the beat that Kendrick rapped on. I don't even know that he said anything about.
Well, I mean, Metro's been kind of like, he's been egging it on.
On like what, Twitter and stuff?
Well, he did the original beat on the Future album.
Mm.
And then I think he made a beat for like another Drake diss song too.
Okay.
Or something. He's been vocal.
He's been vocal. Well, no, not vocal. That's the point.
Mm-hmm. He's been audible.
Yeah. And it is pretty disrespectful to say just like make some drums. You know, not like make a beat.
play with your drums.
Shut up and play with your drum machine, you know what I mean? Yeah. And then he responded with a great fucking beat. And it's he keeps going beep. It's like a high pitched like Kanye West type of recorded loop type of thing. Sample, and it's like BBL Drizzy, which is Brazilian butt lift Drizzy.
Oh, okay.
And I'm telling you, if you listen to it once, you'll think forever. Every time you see Drake,
because
you got a butt lift.
Yeah.
Well, because the big thing about Drake is he's gotten a lot of plastic surgery.
Has he?
Yeah, he really? Definitely got the abs. He definitely got the ab surgery. And so, yeah, he definitely got the ab surgery. And so that's why he sampled that sample, because Brazilian butt lift. And like, literally, I'm like, I don't know how he found the sample, but the sample is literally, without any kind of like doctoring of the vocal, just saying BBL Drizzy.
Yeah, it's almost like he recorded an album, put it on vinyl, and then sampled it with BBL. But
the song is a real song.
He didn't get a. Is that a guy thing? Do guys get Brazilian
butt lift? Well, it's not confirmed that he got a Brazilian butt lift.
But do guys get that?
I would assume. I bet gay it's guys not do just, for sure.
And it's not like Brazilian ladies butt lift. It's
I guarantee you gay guys do it.
Do you ever want your butt to be higher, Ian?
No, nope, mine's good where it's at.
I think you have a
perfect ass, though.
I have a great soccer ass.
Yeah.
With a little hand.
I like a nice Socrates ass.
Yeah.
A thoughtful one.
Yeah.
But what does it all mean?
Mm-hmm. I want an ass that'll make me ponder.
I want an ass that'll make me understand the meaning of life.
Mm-hmm.
I want an ass that when I look into it, it's just Joe Rogan experience.
I want an ass that I can look at a fucking solar eclipse through.
And a better view than Nick saw it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want an ass that's the absolute path of totality. That's what I want, an ass of totality.
Are we talking about asses on our own bodies?
No. Yeah, no. Okay. I think I want an ass of totality.
Ass of totality?
Yeah, I think that's what I want.
No, lightning bolts come out?
No, I want to cast a shadow, dude.
I still want an ass that I can see a solar eclipse through.
Yeah, I think that's you personally want that ass. Yeah.
But then you're going to have to struggle with looking up your own ass.
I mean, that's not a problem for him at all.
No? You got your head up there anyways, don't you?
Crazy flexible, dude.
Yeah.
This dude's like a fucking contortionist.
Really?
Yeah, I've seen him fit himself inside of a fucking 12-inch by 12-inch box before.
No shit.
As long as the space is bigger than my mouth, I can go through it.
He's like an octopus, dude. He just needs to be a little bit bigger than his eye.
Just slime through it?
He just needs it a little bit bigger than his eye.
I'm double-jointed.
Just picture in your straight, the face you make when you post your pictures on Instagram, you know, with your long captions about whatever. just like that, slithering through.
Just deadpan.
Yeah.
The Buster Keaton face, old Buster Keaton, Bosanovic
over here. Old Buster Bosanovic, dude.
Stop messing with my levels. My levels are perfect.
That's better.
I've been looking for a new place to live.
You were getting a little hot there.
Was that my fault, dude?
I've been looking for a new place to live, and I was on this property, and I happened to run across John. I don't know if he was crab walking on a line. On a line.
Power line.
Like a power line.
It was a cable line.
I didn't even think that he could, the body weight alone. Yeah. You'd think he'd tip. Mm-hmm. But he did tip at one point, and you know what happened? Just hung on like a squirrel.
Yeah. My toes.
backwards.
My toes and my claws, my pinchers.
Yeah. Wasn't even wearing rubber gloves or nothing.
It's low voltage. Yeah. It's cable line.
You hear him in the distance. Red drone. Red drone.
Oh,
like a comment, like when he wants to get laid. Rent their own.
Rent their own.
Rent their own. Mm-hmm. That sounds like something a bird, like, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If I had a parrot, that's all I would learn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like parrots. I just don't like a bird that'll outlive me.
You would start your own business, and the parrot would be like the main marketing tool.
100%.
Yeah. You would
be in every commercial.
Would you get a parrot for a gift?
I'll get you a parrot. Here's this 110-year present.
The commercial. Yeah. The commercial's me. Remember, call John Mahar whether you want to rent her own.
Yeah.
Arg. Oh wait, no, I'm setting limitations on it. Let's not talk about my business.
Yeah. Right. Thanks, crackers.
Dude, there's no way I could have a fucking parrot named Cracker.
Just
Cracker.
Cracker.
No, crackers. Crackers, dude.
Okay, crackers. You're right.
Okay, it's Ian's world, man. We can only talk about what Ian wants to talk about.
Oh, whatever.
Anything new going on in your world, Ian?
Nope.
Nothing at all?
Went
and saw Bonginator.
Yep, went and saw Bonginator. Yeah,
what the fuck is Bonginator?
Just a band.
Metal band out of Boston.
Yeah, and but their bassist fucking dropped out, and so they had a guy with a fucking Guitar Hero guitar playing.
They just played bass track behind him,
and the guy just acted like he was playing.
Talk about the only person in a band that you don't necessarily need. You can just do his bass line.
Yeah.
You just have to do it in time.
Yeah.
Okay, we're good. Go, go, go.
I heard Metro Depends Boomin on was band. On his fucking NPC doing the bass.
BBM.
It's funny that you guys and my daughter are the only ones that have ever kept me up to date on this fucking beef.
Oh, it was huge.
Did you hear how Drake has sold all of his houses in America and is now I'm out?
No.
Matthew Stafford bought two of them.
Get out. No, you're lying.
No, nope, look it up.
You're this on. Is Ian Law. This is Ian News.
This no, is
this is Ian
this
News.
Is this Ian News?
News I said we used to miss have a
miss Ian News.
What? This was
such a good we had a bunch of good drops. And every time he'd be like, oh, did you guys hear about this? You just see fucking him just run to a button.
Yeah,
this is Ian News.
So is it lies or do you read crap like the Inquirer?
He didn't read anything. This motherfucker hasn't read.
He sleeps and then he has a dream and then he, and then he thinks he was on the internet. He thinks his dreams are the
his
internet.
His sleep and reality are a very blurred
look it
line,
up.
Dude.
Look it up. Matthew Stafford bought two of three of his California homes. Fucking
dude, what a dream to have.
But yeah, I missed that drop.
That was a great drop.
Yeah, yeah.
We had that, and then we had gay sex now.
Gay sex now.
Yeah, gay
he's
sex
moving
now.
Out of L.A., huh? You think the Bay gonna let you disrespect Pac?
Yeah, dude, he's
I
like...
I think that Oprah show gonna be your last stop.
What, he sent his kid to France with the mom and was like, we're out of
the
U.S.
Oh, so he does have an illegitimate kid that's now going to France?
Well, then a bodyguard kid. Gets shot outside of the embassy, which is what he calls his house. And the Kendrick set is gonna get raided soon. Cat Williams can't tell you the truth, so I'm going to tell you mine. The embassy about to get raided, too. It's only a matter of time.
So it sounds like he already had all of his other properties sold before the beef, and he's finally just selling his mansion in L.A.
All right, okay. See? He's out.
But did Matthew Stafford buy two of them?
I don't know.
That doesn't sound that sounds
I'll tell
like
you
a dream.
What. I'll tell you right now, Matthew Stafford's got that kind of deal.
Oh, yeah, for he sure. Could
100%. To buy two of Drake's houses?
I mean, what did we pay him? Like $200 million or some shit?
Something, yeah.
Like 170 or something?
Yeah, something dumb.
Unbelievable. He bought one.
$44 million a year, I think, is what he makes.
No, no, bro.
Nobody wants to buy two of Drake's. Why would you buy two?
Because
of...
you Airbnb one.
Yeah. Yo, sorry. Matthew Stafford likes him, all right?
I guess so.
He's got a dope pad, dude.
Well, that's why Matthew Stafford's a goof.
Yeah, Matthew Stafford is a goof.
He'll still be in the Ring of Honor in Detroit one day.
Also, God bless the fucking Detroit Lions, but they can go fuck themselves.
Yeah,
Matt Stafford's a goof. Of... K. Dot's the truth. That's all.
That's all. That's
yeah. Something happened with season tickets.
Well, I didn't get mine. And also, then I like signed up to get tickets, like single games. Mm-hmm. $271 for a single game.
Yeah, like every NFL ticket is crazy right now.
The fucking the dumbest.
It
thing
will
ever
get seen. Better, dude.
It won't.
Okay, well, you have a pair of
Ian.
Two.
Ian.
You got grandfathered
Ian.
In with $2.
Hey. It gets better.
It doesn't.
It gets better.
It doesn't.
It's not
it
your will. Fault.
They release standing room for every game. $70 tops.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you'll be able to get into every game
standing
you want to
room,
get into.
You'll be like way the fuck.
You'll
be
in front of me.
You'll be on the catwalk.
Standing room is in front of me.
You'll be standing in a room.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a,
and I tell you, it ain't gonna be a fucking suite.
There's an RV outside in the parking lot. You get to stand in there and watch on a fucking.
You'll be standing on the Fox
TV
in Eastern Market.
Well, that's not promised.
Yeah.
No, dude. My pops came over for like two games and got standing room that day for like $60-$70. This year okay, it might be $270, but whatever, dude. It's not like you can't do it. You're fucking loaded.
When I grew up, I didn't know that you can buy tickets before going to the stadium. I swear to God.
You didn't know that?
No, my dad, because I'd go to my dad's for the weekend, and he'd be like, what do you want to do? Golf. We'd either golf or bowl or whatever, you know, just like some kind of activity. And we'd just, if we want to go to a game, go to Ann Arbor and scalp tickets.
Yeah.
I thought that's, I swear to God, I thought that's how you got tickets.
Didn't even know they printed them beforehand.
Mm-mm.
Well, we used to scalp tickets. Like, I remember my pops doing that. But it was like, if it was a big game, you know what I mean? And you got tickets to that motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know, I remember having the tickets.
I mean, until he was 14, he thought going to the casino was shooting dice in an alley.
Wait, did your dad sneak you into the casinos?
No.
No. Well, he wasn't allowed in casinos.
His dad called Trapper's Alley Monaco.
We're going out of the French Riviera. You're a fucking Bobian outside of fucking outside of fucking Greek town. Playing for fake Rolexes.
Well, oh, shit. Actually, my dad did sneak me into a casino. When I was like 17, my sister moved to Vegas, and I was there with my brother-in-law's.
Were you that hairy at 17?
No.
Okay.
No.
No. This he
and
is
I had a
baby
ID
face.
That said I was 30 years old. And he kind of looks like me. He has a beard, you know? And we were at like the blackjack table, and my dad kept explaining everything to me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm 30. 30. I'm not like
honestly,
20, you know what I mean?
Honestly, it's kind of a smart move if you did genuinely look like the guy on the ID.
Yeah.
Because he had a beard on the ID, and if you looked like him, they're going to look at the ID and be like, oh, he must have just
younger
shaved.
Version, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we got kicked out of Caesar's Palace. That's about it. They were the roulette table's like, this is it. It says expired one.
Were you guys about to fight Death Row Records?
No, I was about to jump the fucking Bellagio fountain.
It's a beautiful fountain.
What were we talking about before that?
Ian's girl? No, we weren't talking about
no,
that.
No.
Are
you in love?
No.
Yes,
you could just say that and we'll leave it.
No.
If you're not in love, then let's talk about it.
No.
No.
He's in love.
Well, I want to kill my girlfriend.
Sweet.
So, in her head.
Yeah.
I just want to blast her.
Not in her body, though.
No.
Keep her body.
I mean, I got to have something to fuck.
Yeah, keep her body.
Jesus Christ. I'm sorry. God.
Is she staying with you at your mom's?
I've been praying a lot recently.
Is she staying with you at your mom's?
Yeah.
Is she? How's that going? They tag teaming you? Just two guns to your head all the time.
Yeah. No.
Did they beat you up to fucking, they just tag team beat the shit out of you together?
No, my mom's been watching somebody else's dog, one of her customers' dogs at a house for the week, but she's coming back tomorrow, so now I'm about to get tag teamed a little bit.
Yeah, you're about to get fucking hurt.
Yeah. You know what I mean? In a girl way too, yeah, which is like the worst. Ugh.
Just
yeah.
chock full of passive aggression.
And like yeah. And like a good young Italian boy,
mm-hmm.
You're probably dating your mom.
Yeah. Well, she's my side at this point. Yeah.
Well, no, I mean like you've found a girlfriend that like is
exactly
your mom.
Like your mom.
Oh no, trust me. They don't get along, but they're different people.
Well,
for
you're half Italian, so maybe it's not the case.
Yeah, well,
100% Italian though. Like your girlfriend is your mom, basically.
Well, my mom and girlfriend have similarities, and me and my mom always had like that fucking kind of Italian thing because I was a single, you know.
Well, she's the Italian one, isn't she?
She's Italian. Yeah,
she's the Italian one.
Yeah, and it was, you know, she was a single mom,
dad?
Irish.
All right,
Kelly.
And no good. And my mom would fight like fucking a couple when I was way too young. Like I was like five. She'd be like, "You're rotten." You know, like that's the meanest thing I can ever remember. She kept calling me rotten.
You and your mom are like, who's afraid of Virginia Woolf?
I've never seen it, but it made me laugh.
Elizabeth, fucking, what's her face? God damn it,
Elizabeth
Taylor.
Taylor, yeah. Elizabeth Taylor and fucking... I just had his name in my head and trying to think of fucking Elizabeth Taylor's name. I lost his name.
It's not Tony Roberts, is
no,
it?
No. It's... God damn it. I had his fucking name in my head. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
My mom's like a manicurist. She's like a talkative... Like, she doesn't listen after she talks. Mm-hmm. You know, I get that from her, too, mm-hmm. sometimes. And she's just very like, I know. She'll like say I know. She'll say something to you and then say I know after she said it. Be like, my power just went out. I know. It's like, like she just talks to people because she hardly does. I don't even think she's good at doing nails. She just talks to old Jewish
women. She's
just
got good friends.
Yeah, and it's like not quite a therapist because she's not a therapist, but it's pretty like people just go to her to have somebody. Everybody can paint their own fucking nails.
Yeah.
Truly. And my mom's paid for all my baseball bats, paid for all my fucking cleats.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Got me a computer when I needed one to go to college or whatever, off of doing fucking nails.
But can she draw, like, water lilies on people's nails?
No, she doesn't do anything.
No, she's not Vietnamese.
The Asians
she's
are putting her... Yeah, they're putting her out of business. No, and I'm not racist against them.
Okay, can she draw eggplants on people's nails?
Yeah, like...
No drawing,
no... she makes them eat a Parmigiana.
It's more of like a... She owned a beauty salon for like 20-something years with another guy, Sal. Another Italian that screwed her over. At least that's what my mom said.
I know.
It could totally be... her fault.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? I have no clue.
Yeah. Let's fucking go talk to Sal.
Let's get him on the pod.
No, he's actually Chaldean. He was Chaldean. And his son's name was Vinny. And his daughter was Angela. And she gave me my first boner.
Angela. Every single one of those people is Italian. Sal, Vinny, and Angela, all of them are, there's no Chaldeans named.
What's
that.
The difference? I swear to God, dude, I'm in houses all the time. What's the difference?
There's no difference.
There's
anybody.
No difference.
There's no difference between anybody. There's just fucking folks that are all right and folks that are just terrible.
It's people in the Catholic Church and traitors. That's how I look at it.
Yeah. Yeah. I took a classic Roman perspective. And I got,
yeah,
you're looking at three traitors.
Dude, you guys weren't raised with the stained glass windows
I was.
I'm a Knights Templar.
That's kind of
the sound. He's a hardliner. He's a Greek Orthodox.
I'm protecting the secrets of Jesus.
Mm-hmm. He's a fucking he's a hardliner. He's a Greek Orthodox. Were you Catholic or were you guys Protestant?
We're nothing. Yeah, nothing.
Heathens is what it's called.
Nothing at all?
That's no.
Your mom never introduced any type of a King James Bible or nothing like that?
Nothing. For a while, because my sister did choir, I had to do choir, so I sang at a church.
Was then, it non-denominational?
No. It was, some fucking Catholic church, I think. And they found out I wasn't blessed or whatever.
Baptized.
Yeah. And so they brought me up, and they're like...
We got to dunk your head.
No, and they're like, Ian, do you blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, huh? And they like threw water in my face.
So you're good. You're good.
What?
You're good. Muscle tough.
But I was like, what was that? And then my dad stood up and was like, no! And he fucking...
They got him!
He walked down the side of the aisle all the way down, grabbed me up... And was like, how fuck dare you to like the priest?
Sneak baptize you. He tried to like, while your dad wasn't looking, just give you a little sprinkle.
Yeah, because they found
your dad was like, I saw that.
Yeah. They're all whispering, you're like, Ian, do you know Satan good enough? Splash you in the face with some fucking, and burn you with incense.
My answer was like, I didn't know what he was saying. He's just like, do you reject the devil? And I'm like, huh? And he's just like, water. Like,
sounded like a yeah to me.
Your dad was just like in the back of the church in REM sleep.
Reading a newspaper.
He was just like in REM sleep in the back of the church. And as soon as the water hit your face, he was like, huh?
Yeah. He felt the Holy Spirit getting too close to his boy.
He said no. He said the word no.
Yeah, he screamed no in a church. Walked down the aisle, grabbed me up. He's like, we're fucking out of here.
Like he was going to lose tax benefits.
And like, and then I remember like something about like driving home. And he's like, we don't tell your mom about this ever. And like, yeah, he was pissed.
Don't you ever tell your mom you're going to heaven.
You guys get home. You guys get home and your mom's like, hey, how was church? And your dad's like, Ian got caught jacking off.
We can't go back.
But yeah, I really didn't go back after that, I think.
Wait, why was he upset? Why did he sneak that on you?
Oh, because like I like sang with the church for like a year or something.
And he's like, you're not baptized.
Like, hey, you want to get in this the good way, you got to fucking
and
take
like,
a little water in the
one
face.
One day they're like talking about all this.
But your dad was okay with you singing at the church. Yeah, but as soon as they were like.
Oh, right when they started talking about like God and all that.
Yeah.
I'm walking off stage because
I thought my son was coming here to sing the blues.
I'm trying to get him a high E over C, and you got him fucking over here.
Your dad went up there and he's like, excuse me, sir, I'm trying to raise a proper homosexual.
Yeah. And but right when they would be talking about God, I was allowed to leave. And fucking, yeah. And
so you parents, left like right away every day?
Yeah. Like we would walk in, sing our song, and then they're like, everyone, please sit down. And I'd just go, out, and I'd be like, soccer, sorry. Yeah.
And your sister would stay there and sing?
No. My sister sang at school, so she didn't have to go to the fucking
church choir.
Yeah. And since you got kicked out of every school, you had to go to church to sing.
But like, they never really, like, every song
church
in
school.
No, that's the other thing. Like, I was not going to any of that. It was singing, then fucking get out. Like, your mom's out there. Like, damn. Yeah. And every song.
Are you allowed to eat the cookie?
What?
No, I never did
Eucharist? No, that's communion, dude. You got to go with that.
You're not allowed to have the body of Christ then?
No, I never did.
So am I the only one here that's eaten the body of Christ?
No.
I have.
Dude, I was born. I've been confirmed.
I can feel it.
I've eaten the booty of Christ.
Hell yeah.
The cross right here.
Yeah, dude.
Coincidence?
I feel like we are the
Jose,
Trinity.
I really miss him.
Christ.
Jose Christ.
He was good at edging both ways.
Joseph Christ.
It. Yeah. Joseph was Jesus' dad. So
Mary
was like
Christ.
Jose and
on
Maria.
That's
Jose and Maria.
But yeah,
God was like, I can't help myself.
Mm-hmm. Did you have to do all
God,
the...
God, she got that BLL on that thing on her.
She got that BBL drizzy on her.
Did you have to do all the Christ stuff?
Hell yeah.
Oh,
dude.
Yeah, I eat the body.
Until you're all like 18?
Yeah, I did it until I was 18.
Really?
And I don't. I want to take my kid to a place with stained glass windows. If when I have a kid, I want to take him to a place with stained glass.
I could take you to like once six abandoned churches in Detroit.
I mean, the
tomorrow.
Satanic church. No, not
a
church.
My point is like I don't want to do the religion thing when I have a kid.
I'll take you to an abandoned church.
But I
want
to
take
you
to a
Home Depot. They got those plastic ones. You can swipe on the window. Too.
What if I just changed the name from Jesus to like?
Just go to the DIA.
Terry.
Rooms with
Terry.
Yeah.
And then just teach him the Terry thing, and then when he's done learning, say Terry's not real.
No, Terry's not. Just know Terry can't do anything for
but
us.
All the things you learned. No, I just want to take my kid to a place with stained glass windows once a week when they're young, and just learn something that they hate, but it's good for them.
Is it?
Because I think for me going to I didn't feel guilt about sex or all that shit.
Like, yeah, I sure did.
I didn't get all
did
that.
You?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I didn't ever care. I guess I was just like okay.
Yeah, I was raised with hard Catholic guilt, like big time.
Really?
Really? I think I was like worried about that, but then like once I like came for the first time, I was like, this feels too good to be worried.
Yeah,
about
this
that.
Can't be wrong.
God wouldn't make this. Yeah. He wouldn't make this.
I remember being like 12 and being like, wait, no, no, that's not right.
I thought it hurt at first.
Yeah. I thought this would be terror. I thought this
the
was going to be
the
like,
first time I came, I thought it hurt. Did you?
Real? No.
Yeah.
First time I came, I was like, why has this not happened always? How do I make this happen forever?
It's sensations hurt at first, I think. Something that
well, because it sounds to me like were you sodomized the first time you had sex? That might have been part
the
of
the first
it.
Time I came,
you were
was actually just no ejaculation. I was just a big dick in my ass. Caused my little 6-year-old penis to come.
He had an assgasm. That was his first orgasm. It was an assgasm.
It was actually like, you know, when you pull out like
it was like a prostate stem.
You know how like when you
his priest played with his anus.
You got a remote and you got to pull out the battery, like a little sleeve for the battery to connect. That was what came out of my dick the first time. Or it was a deli number.
And it was like 16. It was weird.
It's like, yo, what the hey, who'd play with my dick in the womb? Or when I couldn't remember when I was 2. When do you? So if you watch Rogan, his last person was Terrence Howard. You've seen him on.
Yeah.
Did you? Have you heard anything about this interview?
Yeah, I heard about it, but I haven't watched
it. I'm just
going to
copy
time.
The first comment I've read on it. It was like, this is Cat Williams' final form. Dude, I'm telling you, he is. I want you to make your own opinion, and we can talk about it next week. But
I know he got fired from the Iron Man franchise because he was fucking nutty. And talking to the one franchise you don't want to get fired from,
yeah,
I think
really.
Fucking made dough.
He opened the reason I brought this up. Sorry, he opens it up saying his first memory is in the womb.
No, it's not.
And how he
remember the fucking movie that. 3-6 Mafia won all the fucking Oscars.
Hustle and Flow.
Oh, Hustle and Flow.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah
the
yeah.
main character.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got it. All right, I'm on track.
Yeah,
I'm on track.
But he just you start the podcast. It's a 3-hour podcast. You start it, and he's like, "What was your first memory, Joe?" And he says that his first memory was being in the womb, and like seeing a friend like this, like, and he was like, "I realized it was my hand." You know, and he could see his hand, and then he said he proved it later with his kid. He would put a light at 6 o'clock every day on his wife's stomach, and eventually it would start reaching for it. You know what I mean? And then it would start tracing it like that. So you're really sucked. It's like Cat Williams too, because it never goes anywhere, but you're sucked in. I'm like halfway through this podcast.
I think people.
And he's got like 75 or 50 patents. In the world, apparently, and he's like he's saying that Einstein's wrong fundamentally. I'm serious about gravity and everything.
Is it the is he doing the electric universe theory?
Kinda,
yeah.
Have you heard about that?
Yeah, I've heard about that.
Okay,
what's that?
That's on Black Twitter? I don't know.
It's not. It's not. you know me. I'm always on Black Twitter. gravity's not real. It's electrical. Charges that hold everything together.
It's all waves and shapes. And
that's systematically false.
he was talking about how he Neil deGrasse Tyson, like he spoke to him and Neil deGrasse Tyson read his like 30-page essay or
dissertation.
Whatever. Yeah, and he just redlined the shit out of it and sent it back to him and said, "This will be the last time we can we talk, dude." And like,
I think people that have a lot of time can start thinking about things.
Yeah,
and when they start thinking about things, those become not like a tangible memory.
Yeah.
Because so you basically just lied yourself into believing, okay, I remember seeing my hand in the womb.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
like Matthew Stafford bought 2 Drake houses.
Yeah. But no, I
hey man, it happened. Yeah. Whatever.
I think that's a thing. I think people who have like an inordinate amount of time.
Yeah.
That and
he does money. Know what he's talking about a lot of the time though. That's
outside
that's
of the gravity good, stuff.
On the elements, the fucking table of elements.
How the fuck?
It's called
know?
The periodic table.
How much do you know about the table of elements?
It's the periodic table. Periodic. Stop calling it the table of elements. Stop calling it that.
The elemental table.
At least he can regurgitate a lot of words that I'm like, yeah.
Well, no, he's an actor. He can fucking memorize.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah, that's his game.
No, he's full of shit, totally, or he's wrong, but...
He's supposed to
be a micro
penis.
You know, Rogan, he's like, this is worth looking into, you know?
Yeah.
Nobody wants this.
Because the aliens took it.
Yeah, I think that, I'm sure he's done extensive, because those guys have a lot of time to read, and they...
He was an engineer, apparently.
Okay.
Terrence
3 Howard. Credits short of being...
From where?
Of some college.
I don't like this.
So he was, I smell so
he,
bullshit.
So he was an
guy.
Anthropology class away from being an engineer.
Yeah. And then he decided to be in Empire for 7 years.
Yeah.
Jeez. What else is he in?
I'm a math. Because
there's no core class that's 3 credits. Like,
yeah.
All your core classes are 4 fucking credits.
That means he didn't do like golf.
Yeah. He didn't take like an elective his freshman year or some shit. Mm.
And if he's legit, like those credits transfer. All of like major class. So if he's 3 credits away from like a major class, all he had to do was write a paper. He can still go back and do that.
Yeah.
And he's got the time necessary to do
so. I Wikipedia'd it. It was it's still unconfirmed about all this. But he is really convincing.
I don't doubt
it. It's Cat Williams' final form, dude. Yeah. It's the best comment for a reason.
I just, when people start like saying things like Einstein's wrong, and
God is real,
and they're not a fucking, and they're an actor.
That's what gets me.
If it's another scientist,
and he's got some evidence,
I'm listening.
Yes,
but when fucking the guy who got three Oscars, dude, I only clicked on it.
Huh? I clicked on it because I was like, I don't think I like this guy. Let's check it out. That's why I clicked on it.
I know he went full frontal in some movie, and everyone was like, damn, he's got a little dick.
No, yeah, he's like, apparently he's got like a micro penis.
A winky dinky.
Yeah.
Well, that's because he's thinking about the universe. It's all in his brain, all the blood. No, but he gets deeper than you won't even be able to follow.
His dick is it's actually big because it goes up to his brain.
Yeah.
Like it starts at his brain and then goes all the way down.
Well, I've seen him in Dead Presidents and he was convincing in Dead Presidents, so I guess I should probably listen to this podcast. And you guys remember Dead Presidents?
That was
a
great fucking movie. I actually have never seen it.
Oh, you'll be entertained.
What?
There's no pins.
I've never actually seen
no pins in it. They don't even bowl in that one.
Yeah. Mm-mm. But they paint their faces.
They painted, not pinned.
It's close.
Yeah. It's close.
It's got the same letters in there.
Yeah. All right, whatever.
Different verb.
You know what I'm saying.
Still dumb as bitch all the time.
That movie was, it was a sad fucking movie. But he's in that, and he always says, come on, man. He doesn't announce the N at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man. Then he gets dealt with, dude. He gets dealt with.
Is in Lorenz Tate is in that.
Fucking right.
O-Dog.
O-Dog's in it. He's good.
I watched John Wick 2 and a little bit of 3 yesterday. You guys into that?
I did too.
Have you ever seen them?
I've seen, I realized I saw John Wick 2 halfway through.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think those
What is it about that caught on?
It's sick.
It's just constant action. That's why.
Yeah, there's.
And it's Keanu.
It's simple.
Dude.
It does have the corny, like, it has a lot of corny fucking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Corny sells, dude.
No, I was just. There's like a lot of, like, I'm watching this. I'm like, this seems like almost like an 80s movie. Sometimes just the lines.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
I need to, you know?
Mm-hmm. I watched a movie last night.
What?
Which one? A movie?
Hellraiser 4.
No.
One Flew?
Late Night with the Devil.
Okay.
Late Night with the Devil.
Don't know it.
Have you seen it?
No.
It's pretty good. It's I think it's like an indie film. And it's basically about a guy who was a radio host in Chicago who gets a late night talk show and on like a major network, and they want him to compete with Johnny Carson. And essentially he like joins Bohemian Grove and like sells his soul. And but it's not
so
like
set in the
77. So the show's not doing well. Mm-hmm. And he's got an idea to finally like kick through, and he's going to do a show on Halloween 1977 where he has a psychic and a girl that is supposedly
is this new?
Possessed by
is
the
this
devil.
New?
Yeah. Yeah, it's relatively new.
I saw
it's
what's it on?
I rented it on Amazon, but you could probably get it on YouTube or whatever.
Oh, I thought it was real footage when I
it, so it. That's how they do it. They do it to make it look like found. So there's like a at the beginning there's like a narrative where they kind of like set everything up, where they kind of like go through all the good times, and then they end there and start when shit is like kind of falling apart,
like Deer Hunter.
And they say they're about the narrator says that what you're about to see is the lost footage of the final episode of the final Halloween episode. So you're essentially watching the episode.
I like creepy shit like that.
So
like
you're watching the episode, but then when they go to commercial, they cut to black and white, and then you see everything that's going on in the back, like backstage and stuff like that.
So that's
cool.
Yeah,
it's like it's pretty cool. It's a good movie. It's like pretty good.
I'm just happy to see you analyzing films, because I think it's an important art, and I think it's sickening how you don't watch anything.
Yeah, it really bothers the fuck.
I don't know. I shouldn't care. I should just let live and let live.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why do I care that he doesn't watch movies?
Yeah, because
he's missing out.
He's so sweet,
stupid.
Too.
Oh, sweet.
And you just like, you know, it's like a little puppy. You want to train him.
He's like the second smartest guy in the podcast.
You
want to train
him. But, you know, he just keeps on shitting on the
fucking floor. There's a cool found footage movie I watched.
You lock that door, we could get him to watch movies real fast.
There's a cool found footage movie, like a Blair Witch type movie called Europa Report.
I think I've heard
it's
about it.
It's fucking gnarly. It's like they basically like were able to get the communication back to Earth, that but they are drilling into the Jupiter's moon Europa.
Yeah,
it's an ice moon. And they're like, we landed here. They're drilling in, they find out the gist of it is they end up finding that there's life, and they
This is a newer movie, right?
No, 2013.
Oh, okay.
Neil deGrasse Tyson wouldn't listen to this at all.
No, not well, he's in it.
Oh.
Yeah. Like he's in the movie.
Wait, who's in it?
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Oh. DeGrasse Tyson.
They do a shit back where he's talking about different, and they said scientifically, like
Drake,
the way that they're gonna do it.
Drake gets shot in the movie and he's paralyzed.
Yeah.
And it's Neil deGrasse Tyson who does it with his laugh. Yeah.
They said like if they were going to set up drilling operations and stuff like that, this would be like what they would have to use. It was interesting, really interesting. And then and lo and behold, there's fucking life on Europa, and they got tentacles.
I like that.
A lot of light.
See, he's going to remember that as a real news story, though.
Without question.
You
hear about them drilling Europa?
This was about a movie.
He's going to be on Joe Rogan in 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Fucking get me there, dude.
Terrence Howard. He had a dream when he was 5. His second memory was he would go to this mansion, and he asked the guy, was like, "What do you want?" And he was like, "I want to know the secret.
Your
to
chocolate
everything.
Factory."
And then he pretended to be a gimp, and then he did the splits, and he let everybody in.
Come with
and he
me.
Said he showed him all these shapes, different shapes he's never seen, beautiful shape, like, you know, not the standard shapes. And he's like, "That's why I got 54 patents." And I'm like, I'm into this podcast. Dude, I'm telling you, listen to the first 10 minutes and try not to.
All right.
No.
It's interesting. It's
I would listen to that.
Yeah. You have to.
Yeah, I listened to the Conan O'Brien, and I've been listening to the one with Larry David in it.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
The Rogan episodes?
No. Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend.
Yeah. Oh, Conan's show with Larry David.
Yeah.
I saw him on the Hot Wings thing.
Yeah, that was good.
Hilarious. That was a good one. Yo.
That was funny.
That was amazing.
They said he could eat some hot shit.
He went like crazy. He would like,
He was drinking it.
Was he really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's like, I'll do anything for your attention, I swear to God.
We got the hot ones sauces because they did a hot ones challenge at Alice's work. And so we ended up ordering some of the sauces. And every single one of them was pretty fucking solid.
Dude, I couldn't even handle Asian Zing from fucking Buffalo Wild Wings.
Really? Oh, that's way too low on the thing.
But still, dude, fucking, I couldn't, like, my mouth hurt.
No, I mean low, like, that's... they have the hot at the bottom on their menu.
Yeah, I know.
That's too hot, my friend.
Really? I always used to get...
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that was my go-to for so long. I do not remember it being as spicy as it was today.
Your taste buds are becoming more Caucasian.
The hottest I like at B-Dubs is their hot barbecue.
Really?
Yeah, that's the hottest I like. Because the next one after that is Wild, and then it's Blazin'.
I'm probably gonna have to switch to sweet barbecue.
Jamaican sweet barbecue.
I've always got sweet barbecue. It's the lowest one, and everybody's always calling me a pussy. Sometimes the waitresses.
It's all about.
Can I get the smiley potatoes?
Right now, I eat mango habanero.
That's mango habanero is awesome.
That's pretty hot, but that's good.
That's what my cousin.
That's too
got.
Hot for me. You got that?
Yeah, you got the mango habanero.
Mango habanero.
Do you have to drive him home, or does he just
live
here?
No, his dad's coming tomorrow. My uncle's coming tomorrow.
All right.
Oh, he's fishing all night.
He's helping Keith plant flowers.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's why all that was.
So the John Wick. What's the John Wick thing? Because it's good, but it's not like.
I think it's a very fucking Americana. It's hyper Americana. It's contemporary Americana. It's big time because it's.
But young people
constant
get it,
fight. Too. Well dressed,
yeah.
Fucking blood play everywhere.
Secret society.
Over a dog.
Sick fucking cars, dude. Yeah. Sick fucking cars. And it all started because this guy lost his puppy.
And Holly Berry.
And Russians are the bad guys.
Yeah.
Simplicity, man. You're right. I think that was the linchpin.
I think that they found. They found just so much. The guy that wrote that was like, no. I got to hit it. And they showed him. They were just like, fucking dude.
He was just like, ChatGPT, what can I fucking do?
Because if you think about
it. It is like.
Sorry.
I'm not saying ChatGPT wrote the script. I'm saying he typed into ChatGPT, what are all the elements I need for Americans?
All he did was take the Matrix and just take out the story.
Yeah.
He even had Lawrence Fishburne in there playing with pigeons.
Yeah,
dude.
I am the king.
Oh, you need me.
Yeah.
Fancy coins.
Yeah.
Very American.
Oh, I love the coin.
Very American.
The blood.
Yeah.
The blood on the marker.
Yeah. Americans love blood, dude.
But it's unlike, really like John Wick's like, I'm out. I told you. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, I can't even believe that people still watch it and are like,
it's,
I don't know. It's like Fast and Furious
it,
type
basically,
of deal.
Basically what they did with John Wick was they improved all of the Matrix movies other than one.
Okay.
So they took 2, 3 and well, 4 wasn't
Thank
out
God
yet, but they
said,
took,
yeah.
but they took 2 and 3. And they were like, okay, what are the shitty parts? Mm-hmm. The story.
Yeah.
Gone.
I like when he punched with his left
arm
and
barrel rolled. What are the good parts? All of the fighting.
Guns.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Dude, I watched the Matrix 1 with Alice. Oh, it's so good.
Matrix 1 is great.
I watched it with Alice.
Was it her first time?
Yeah, the first time she ever saw it. And she was like, her whole thing, she naturally, because her level of CGI is so like...
High,
like so high. Yeah. She was like, oh come on. Yeah. And I was like,
fuck
oh,
you,
bitch.
Alice.
I was like, but understand, like. And then she also like will come back and be like, I
that
understand
was cool.
That was fucking sweet, but why did the side of the building ripple?
That's part of the game. Yeah.
Because they're in the Matrix.
Yeah. Dude. That's I want to have a kid just for that moment to show them. Did she like it?
Yeah, she liked it, and we watched the big one for her. Like the first one we watched, like one of the first grown up movies we watched, was that Blair Witch, and that was a trauma.
Yeah,
like that was a trauma because we didn't tell her. We were just like, no, they found this shit. I don't. Yeah. Know. I mean, so the whole time she's sitting there watching that behind a pillow, and I'm just sitting there watching her watch it. Like I do that.
You told her they found you.
Yeah.
You say you found it?
No. Oh. I was like, this is found footage. They found this footage. And so she
still haven't found
like
her.
She was like. 10, 11, something like that, maybe 12. And she immediately is like on her fucking iPad, like, oh my God. And she's like, no, they're still alive. And I was just like, oh yeah, it's a movie. Like, we're watching movies.
It's a movie.
They don't do
funny.
That in
was,
real life.
It was funny when that came out because for like a week, everybody thought it was real.
Dude, I went to see something else.
Yeah.
And it we couldn't get into that theater. We were
late
or
whatever. I remember I was in Royal Oak just like hanging out.
Yeah.
and it was playing at the main art.
Yeah.
And the line to get into the main art was like deal. Down the fucking block.
Yeah.
Jesus. It was crazy.
Well, me and my boys were like we were like, well, first off, this would have been a major fucking news story 3 years ago if this would have fucking were real.
Right, right,
you know, so we were like, but we were like, just fucking suspend disbelief, pretend like we went in there high as fuck, like extra blunted, and we were just like, we watched, we were like, that movie was fucking awesome. That movie was fucking awesome, but we knew it was a movie. Like, you know, yeah. They don't release that type of news footage a year after it happened. Like, this is what we found a year later.
And like, some dickhead, like, film school students are the ones who found it, you know? Well,
I liked the whole idea of it.
People thought that it was found.
Dude, yeah. No, for the first week, everybody thought it was real.
That was their play on the movie.
Because they didn't say...
They promoted it brilliantly.
Yeah, they promoted it brilliantly. Wow. The way they promoted it, they didn't with say like, that it was a movie.
With, like, yeah. you go hear about the newest story that the news didn't want to talk about.
It's called Project.
Yeah. Yeah. Blair Witch Project.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, dude, for like the first week, it's like excellent. Literally everyone thought it was real.
It's the best. It's
besides
the
Hellraiser.
Best found footage.
Easy.
Found footage, I'm saying. Oh, okay. Just best found
say
footage.
More
movie.
I got it. Defensive.
What is your best movie theater experience you've ever had?
I think like the first one I can remember where I had like an emotional connection was E.T.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I like cried when E.T. died. Yep. My brother was sleeping next to me. A lot of fucking young, 3-4,
all right,
something like that. Like my really young.
Alex is thinking real hard right now.
My best was. Oh god.
No, go ahead, Nick. Go ahead.
You sure?
Yeah, because mine's gonna be very dumb.
All right. Can we get a minute, please?
Mine was the midnight showing of Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, because you got to stay up late
and
go
watch Showcase 16 in Pontiac or whatever. Me and my dad went and. Fools were dressed up, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Sub-Zero and
nice, dude.
Yeah, there was like brothers yelling about the Scorpion Johnny Cage fight. Like,
yeah, dude.
It was amazing.
I will also mention that my sister, it's gonna out me, but my sister was like, we're going to see this movie. And I was like, I'm not going to see this specific movie.
Frank Reed Tomatoes.
No, I'm not going to see that movie. I will not see that movie. I'm too old to see that movie. I'm not going to like it. I'm going to go see something else. She was like, well, you're not. You're going to this movie with me.
Lion King?
By the Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, amazing fucking
movie. Oh, my God.
Amazing fucking movie, dude.
Yeah.
Amazing movie.
What is it? Angela Bassett's
a teapot.
Yo, that is my grandma.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, like, and I remember just like watching that movie and being like, I hate that I'm going to tell my sister when this is all done that this was a fucking great movie. I'm so glad I came. You know what I mean? It was like,
devastating. Were you just...
Whatever year that came out, I was that year, like, so it was... Let somebody find out.
You were enjoying it, but upset.
Loved it. I loved it. I hated that I loved it.
John's like crying while being like, Beauty and the Beast.
The soundtrack's
song
perfect.
Song is old as time.
Yeah. The soundtrack's perfect. The fucking happy ending.
Yeah.
With the French, with Gustav or whatever.
Yeah,
anyway.
Let's see.
So, you want me to go or do you?
Yeah,
want me to go?
I don't have mine yet.
Okay. So I have like whole
three.
Experience.
Yep.
But I have moment as well.
All right.
Whole experience, I'm going to have to say Gladiator.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
How old are you?
I think I was in college. Can't remember. Was
no,
high school.
I don't think you were in college.
Maybe I was.
I think to be your number one, you got to remember.
I think I was a senior. So I went and
that sounds about right.
I went. And I saw it three times. I was a senior. Yeah. No. I was freshman in college.
Okay.
I was a freshman in college because the first time I went and saw it was with my girlfriend at the time.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And then the second
time, really want some dick in your life.
The old hole in the popcorn.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, let's just wait.
Yeah,
I don't think I'm ready. I'm religious. We're Orthodox.
I'm sorry to cut in, but were you always like, hey, you want to go to this weird dark corner? And she's like, yes. And then you're just in the corner being like,
yeah. She's like digging at the bottom of the popcorn box, like,
yeah,
looking for the
just
hole.
Popcorn. Yeah, right.
But there's no hole.
Just like, she cuts this part.
She cuts the hole.
Yeah.
So
like ouch.
Yeah. Like, stop it.
Ouch. Overly gay at one age.
All right,
so I saw it with her first, and then like literally like 2 days later, I went with my friend Martin and saw it. And then I saw it one more time after that. I can't remember who I saw it with the third time. But but I saw it three times in like a week and a half.
All right.
Wow.
And then moment, same friend Martin, but we were there with two of our other friends, Dave and Chris. We went to Star at the time, Star Theater at Great Lakes Crossing.
Yeah.
And it was like the four of us and like maybe two other people in the theater.
Awesome.
And we were watching
that opening scene, dude.
We were watching. Not Gladiator. Oh. We went to see Deep Blue Sea.
Hell yeah.
With LL Cool J.
Yeah, dude. Yes.
And the scene where the shark eats fucking Samuel L. Jackson. Yeah. My friend Martin kicked all of his food up into the air. Like, just like three rows back. Like, just,
they got him.
Yeah. Also, that was your other memory.
Yeah. Oh, okay. The jump scare. The best jump scare you've ever seen.
FYI, Beauty the Beast was when I was 12. Yeah. Okay. So I was too fucking cool for Beauty and the Beast at that time.
When that happened, me, Dave, and Chris missed maybe about 12 minutes of the movie. We were just laughing. We couldn't stop laughing.
That opening scene of Gladiator is fucking epic. Oh, though, yeah, dude. Yeah, so yeah, good. The barbarians fucking coming out and fucking Germania, dude.
Do you remember that old Marky Mark Four Brothers?
Yeah. I've never seen it, but I know.
Andre 3000?
Yeah. What is it?
It's based in Detroit, too.
Yeah, I went and saw it at the Rensen. And fucking, he's like walking out.
The Rensen had movies?
Yeah.
It had like four screens or something like that, right?
The original name for that movie was The Old Lady Who Lived in the Timberland.
Yeah. But like, Jesus.
The whole white lady.
Wasn't Tyrese in that too?
Yeah. But like, there's this part where like Mark Wahlberg's walking onto the ice for the final battle, and you just hear this woman in the back be like, "Marky Mark, my motherfucker!" Like, and the whole room just starts going in applause. Oh God.
All right. So my answer to that is, if I'm being honest, I thought about it a lot just now. Probably Spider-Man first time I saw it.
Nice.
Yeah.
I was with my aunt at the Livonia in the mall.
Yeah.
The AMC in the mall. I came out of that bitch like jumping. I went into my room and jumped on my bed like right when I got home.
That's amazing.
Did you used to do the thing where you would climb the door as a kid?
No.
You never
you
did
mean
that?
Like side by side?
No. Dude, I used to do that all the time. My mom would get so mad at me.
Yeah, Alice would do it and she'd just sit there and stare at us. I'd be like, get out. She'd be like,
I had a big stuffed crocodile that I would like lay on my bed and I'd jump on the dresser and fuck when I got into wrestling and just like fuck this crocodile up.
Oh, dude, I had one.
I had a wrestling buddy.
Remember those fucking, what the fuck were they called?
Yeah.
It was my uncle.
What were they called? Remember those like fucking monster, like stuffed animals?
Like Beanie. My Little Monster.
Was that what it was?
Where it had the handcuffs?
Yeah. I had the football one.
Oh, you're talking of fucking God damn it.
My Little Monster.
No.
What the fuck am I talking about?
There are sports balls that had monster balls.
Yes.
I had the
football one. He had like a little plastic helmet on. I would do that. Like, I would put him on my bed. I would climb up on my dresser and just off the fucking top rope all night.
Chris Benoit. I would say whoever I was imitating, I would say the name.
I was in the Jimmy Superfly Snuka generation.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Fair enough.
I was a Hogan man.
I was an Ultimate Warrior Hogan man myself.
Yeah. Ultimate Warrior.
Well, if I'm
coming
off the dresser, I'm Jimmy.
Yeah,
Jimmy
my wrestling Superfly buddy Snuka was man. Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah.
Yeah,
mine was
that motherfucker
Ray
used
Mysterio.
To catch some mean head and arms.
Ooh, I also was a huge Jake the Snake guy.
Oh yeah, dude. Well, I was also my dad called me Big John Studd, so I loved Big John Studd. And Big John, you remember Big John Studd? It might have been before. Yeah, okay. Yeah, Big John Studd was the shit.
I remember
me
and my friend Julian were big Coco Beware.
Hell yeah, you grew up in the city. That's what you expect.
One day it's gonna happen. Like if The Rock and The Undertaker keep fucking around and showing up and exciting everybody. Did you see Undertaker showed up?
No.
Last WrestleMania.
So, what was the...
You want to talk about a heartbeat, dude? You watch that footage. just I know it's play, but as soon as they get dong and it turns dark and they show The Rock, I'm like, oh, he's in for it now.
The Rock is good at selling that, like looking a little scared. Like, oh, what? Like, he's great at that.
Well, and then you have the fucking Undertaker, who's just the best character ever.
But what I was going to say is, if it's pretty soon, if they keep fucking around and showing up, dude, there's going to be a really sad WrestleMania one day. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, one of them's going to crack their back in the middle, and the other person's going to have to improvise a...
Oh, you mean like...
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
A quick pin.
On his phone.
You mean like Owen Hart dying?
Yeah. Or the, I don't know. What is that?
Or the Owen Hart falling, just jumping.
30-story or a three-story fucking fall?
They're trying to do a stunt where they, like, zip-lined him down from the ceiling to the roof, and it fucking... The cord, like... Just
you don't
like
know.
And
don't
now
know.
And now there's like, and dude, now they're saying like Vince McMahon wanted to kill the Hart family and all that shit. Like,
and it was, like, bro, it was his entrance and it was live on pay per view. Where all of a sudden he's just like, they play his music and all of a sudden he's just like, boom.
And this was WWE.
Yeah.
At the time, WWF.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and footage you cannot find.
Yeah,
imagine being there just, oh.
It's like you look for that the same way you look for like the Steve Irwin footage. It ain't fucking
around. It was insane. Like,
how far did he fall?
30 feet.
I could survive.
Three stories. I'm telling you,
dude. Hardest body slam there was.
They called the atomic body slam.
Yeah.
They should have done the Undertaker. Dung, just after.
No,
and then he comes and literally picks him
Paul
up.
Paul Bear scrapes him up.
Yeah, right.
One of the funniest things I remember, like, I would watch Raw when I was in college.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like after when I transferred back home, like when I left Michigan, and I would be watching Raw with my grandma, because like she would be home, because she would be like home. So like it would just be me and her watching Monday Night Raw.
Did she like it at
all? Dude, she loved it. Whenever The Rock would come into the ring, like when he wasn't fighting, but he just like came into the ring to like help a friend or something. This is all in Macedonian, but basically the translation would be like, "Oh, Rocky's here. He's gonna whip them all now."
How old was she? Very old.
Rocky's
like
here.
60s.
Yeah. Oh, so she's not that okay.
Yeah. Like at the time, like in her 60s. She's like in her 80s.
I'm picturing
now,
you sitting there watching with the grandma. And she's like, "Is this Scooby Doo?"
No.
In Macedonia, Rocky's here.
Yeah.
She's like, gonna fuck these dudes up.
Yeah. In Macedonia,
she
like,
thought it was Sylvester Stallone.
How would she say it? You know how she? Can you say it?
Rocky over there, she just put up a.
Was she just being fun?
But
she was. Like, dude, it's the best soap opera.
Yeah, she was into
it. It's the best soap opera.
I would come home from work, and my grandparents would be sitting there watching Bollywood. And I would be like, what the fuck?
You don't speak this language.
Exactly. They don't speak English, so they don't understand anything on any of the fucking channels. You might as well watch some colorful ass dancing, you know?
Colorful. That's funny.
I came home. I'm like, what the difference? I'm like, what the fuck are you watching? And then it hit me. I'm like, well, they don't understand the other shit.
Do a
either.
Bit about that. That's funny.
That is. It's very, very doable.
Yeah. Wow.
I think one of my big movie experiences was fucking Braveheart.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was like 14.
I know. I didn't see that in theaters.
I remember
VHS.
They re-released it after it won an Oscar, and I got a blowjob during that movie. Nice. So that was even another movie experience. Yeah. It was just, you know.
Simpsons movie, I got a hand job.
Did you really? Mm-hmm. See, I already had kids when that movie came out, so hand job days were done.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Spider Pig. It was funny.
I never had sex in a movie theater.
No, I didn't either. Gross. I got you like have sex in a theater all the time.
But like that's
you
a different
popcorn
theater.
Popcorn in there.
That's
a different theater.
Right.
That theater is made for that. I'm talking about like, legit
like
theater.
Like an AMC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How is
the
theater
most,
made
the
for
most,
fucking?
A porn theater.
I know, but like, are there different reclining type of mechanism?
Sometimes.
You can recline at all of them. No.
The point of it is to go fuck, though. That's the thing.
Interesting. So like, it's not fabric. Yeah. It's not fabric.
No, it's fabric.
Really?
Well, I shouldn't say that. I've never been to one of those.
Yeah.
I
feel like it would be.
They
you're
had
going way
one,
too deep. I said that as a parlance.
Well, they had one in Michigan. You know where Deja Vu is in Highland Park?
Yeah.
That used to be a porn theater. It got shut down when I was still a child, so I didn't get a chance to go to it.
They took away all the good stuff.
Yeah.
as a
closest
child.
Porn theater to me was in Chicago.
I never had my childhood. Chicago.
I remember going to Milwaukee to see my sister and my dad was like, "Don't look at that theater. Don't even look at the theater because it was a fucking porn theater." I'd just be like, "What? Don't look at that theater."
The furthest
fucking mind?
The furthest I got, in like a real movie theater was making out with a couple.
Hell yeah, dude.
With a couple?
Yeah.
Caddyshack 2?
I met them
online.
Like
you were just hitting the left and the right?
Yeah, they had me sitting in the middle and they both just kept like
pecking the other cheek. And you're like, fellas, I'm trying to watch a fucking movie here.
Fellas.
That's why you hate Lord of the Rings.
And this was,
it's the Vince Vaughn psycho. It's fucking great.
And this was like in Chesterfield Township. So we were not like, it wasn't like Royal Oak or Ferndale or some shit.
Yeah. Did each of them go, and one for you?
And one for you.
And you get one?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking good.
They're like, look under your seat.
Be like, you look under it.
Awesome.
Oh, but the opening scene of fucking Gladiator is, and it's also, you know, the dude that wrote the Gladiator is it's right in Blood Meridian.
Wasn't like Ridley Scott involved with Gladiator?
I think he was the director.
Yeah, he's the director.
Was he the director?
Yeah. I think he was the director, but not the writer. The writer is dude that wrote, he wrote Gladiator. I fucking remember, but he's been tabbed to write Blood Meridian, which is going to be a nightmare. And it needs to be an animated series.
It should be an anime.
It should be an animated series.
Anime.
It should be anime.
It should be an anime. Because anime is already bloody as fuck.
Exactly.
It should be an anime.
It's the bloodiest book. It's like the most violent book in history.
Yeah, it's
crazy.
It
should anime all the classics.
I don't know how you can do this as like a real movie, though. Because
like,
just,
if you guys, like, you guys, I read it every single night, so it's like, I'm in deep on Blood Meridian.
It's his King James Bible.
It is my fucking dude. I read it every single night.
He puts little highlighted notes and goes to group meetings about it.
Yeah. Dude, I'm on all the Reddit threads. Like, you'll see me on all that. Like, and I could be, like, I have, like...
John the Judge. That's
his dude, they, like, I've had so many times people have been like, never thought about it like that. And I'm like, yeah, I have. It's all I fucking think about from literary perspective.
John makes sketches of what he thinks the characters look like.
I wish I could draw.
John's gonna
do AI of the judge. I tried making him do AI of the judge. Fucking, I was like, he's not baby-faced enough. Can't make baby-faced
enough. It was hard. I could probably do it now, though, because you can, Midjourney added a feature where you can, like, you can link to a picture.
Oh, really?
And then it'll draw based off of the picture.
No shit.
I got a question, Mr. Coder. How long until AI can take like a Sopranos episode and just make it all anime?
You can probably do that now.
No, you can do it frame by frame, really slow.
You could do it now, but it'll be very bad.
Yes,
but to the point where
it would have to be a frame by frame slow. Like I'm talking like until you can click a button and it takes an hour.
No, you can click a button and it'll take an hour now, but it'll be like really bad.
Yeah,
I'm just picturing Tony. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ!
Well, it won't even be. Have you heard of that Twitter or a Twitch channel? Nothing Forever.
No,
they took AI, and AI does the writing, the animation, and the audio, like the voices and the music.
Wow.
And they fed it Seinfeld episodes. So it just keeps writing like new Seinfeld episodes.
Yeah, didn't it get racist?
It got transphobic. It started like saying like really like transphobic shit and had to take it down for like 2 weeks.
Transphobic specifically.
Very specifically, it got very transphobic and had to take it down for like 2 weeks. And
too woke.
And then retrain. They had to like retrain the.
What do you mean? You don't feel like a man.
All right. Boys, we did it.
Yeah, we're out of
did we? Pickles.
Yeah. Time flies when you're having a great time.
He's still
with your
got tits.
Who has plugs?
Are we doing that show in June?
Yeah.
Or did that get canceled?
No, we're doing
it. Woke Jerry Seinfeld's been nailed into the ground, that joke. I feel like I've heard that a million times.
When's our roast? That's in June also.
Pop-Tart movie?
Yeah, I watched a little bit of it. I enjoyed a good portion of it, and then I was like, this is a stupid idea.
My wife was watching it, so I refused.
I went from this is going to be a stupid idea to this is a good movie to this was a dumb idea. Go
really?
All right. So tomorrow, when some of you will probably be listening to this, I will be at the Blind Pig.
Oh, yeah.
Blaine Hill is running his hour.
Oh, nice.
Because he's going to be headlining Ridley's in like 2 weeks.
Fourth of July weekend, I think.
Is it Fourth of July? Yeah. Oh, so it's in July. I thought it was in June. So yeah, he's running his hour. I'm opening for him. Should be a good show.
Am I on that Blind Pig?
I don't think so. And then me and John are going to be in Kalamazoo on June 1st.
Nice.
We're going to be doing Crawl Space Comedy Theater. It's a pride show, and all of the gay comics on the show are headliners, and we had to bring one straight to be our opener. So John is my opener.
Hell yeah. When you die, I'm next, bro. I better be. I'll be upset if you don't.
I think that's all I got, like, in the immediate future. I mean, I got some other stuff, but it's kind of far out.
You still doing Eastern Palace Club?
Yeah, that'll be June 6th.
Can I get that one?
Can I put you like in the fall somewhere?
Yeah.
All right.
Can you put me and Nick on the same one?
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
Yeah.
We call it the Bert Selleck Showcase. It'll be fun. Ian, like, get some time.
Is this the show, the Bert
Selleck Show? I'll introduce everyone.
Yeah.
I can yak up a crowd.
This doesn't seem right, but it says Blind Pig on my calendar Thursday, May 23rd. But I don't know. Show up if you want to. I'll be at Lakeland High School Thursday, well, June 6th.
You got a high school gig?
I'm looking at the lineup right now for tomorrow. It's me, Ken, Grace Gunn, and Jacob Russell.
Oh, nice.
What's this for?
Blind Pig.
I might show up.
Blind shit.
I might just crash it.
Blind, let me get 5 minutes in front of your hour.
No, he would never let me.
Anything else?
No, what are you doing at Lakeland High School?
Yeah,
what I was joking.
Oh, okay.
Sick.
I see it every time I pass here.
Mm. Yeah, and you're like, I wonder what those bathrooms smell like.
Wow. Right.
Thanks for listening.
Talk about a mind reader. Pickles. Jinx, you owe me a dick rub.